Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Biden has paid tribute to his Vice President Kamala Harris after her presidential election defeat, saying she gave her whole heart to the campaign. In his first public comments following Donald Trump's re-election, Mr. Biden also said he had congratulated Mr. Trump and had assured him of an orderly transition of power. Our North America editor Sarah Smith has the details.
Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have both stressed they are committed to making sure there is a peaceful and orderly transfer of power. That is, of course, a rebuke to Donald Trump in his attempts to stay in the White House 4 years ago by trying to overturn the results of the election. Both Mr. Biden and Kamala Harris have said that the fight goes on, even in the face of the crushing defeat by Donald Trump. President Biden has already called Mr. Trump and invited him to the White House, maybe as early as next week, and he now has 74 days left in office before handing over to a man he has said is fundamentally unfit to be president.
Donald Trump has named Susie Wiles, one of his two campaign managers, to hold the key position of White House Chief of Staff. She's the first major appointment of his incoming team and the first woman to hold the post. She's said to be one of the most feared political operatives in the United States. President Putin says he has congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory and is ready to hold talks with him. The Russian leader also praised Mr. Trump for his stated aim to improve relations and help end the war with Ukraine.
The desire to restore relations with Russia, to help bring the Ukrainian crisis to an end, I think that deserves attention at the very least. If any of them want to resume contact, I've always said, and I wish to repeat, we have nothing against it. Please, let's resume contact and have discussions.
The BBC Russia editor says the Kremlin will indeed be hoping to build a productive relationship with the Trump administration and end the Ukraine war on terms favourable to Moscow. The head of NATO, Mark Rutte, said that North Korean involvement in Russia's war against Ukraine poses a direct threat to the United States as well as continental Europe. His remarks at the European summit in Budapest have been seen as a bid to persuade President-elect Donald Trump to continue backing Kiev, despite his scepticism about the cause.
We need to do more because if you look at North Korea, for example, how they're now infiltrating Russia, that is a direct risk. Russia is now supplying technology to North Korea, which makes North Korea a risk again, a security risk not only for our part of NATO, but also for the United States and Canada. They'll be able to reach the United States with their missiles, and that technology comes from Russia.
That was the head of NATO, Mark Rutte. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Argentina's public prosecutor says three people have been indicted in relation to the death of the British pop star Liam Payne last month. The singer, who found fame in the boy band One Direction, died after falling from a balcony at a Buenos Aires hotel. Here's Charlotte Gallagher.
Prosecutors have also ordered nine properties in Buenos Aires to be raided. They're also still searching Liam Payne's electronic devices, still scouring those. They've also said they believe Liam Payne was semi-conscious or fully unconscious when he fell from that balcony. They say there's no indication of any third-party involvement in the actual fall itself, and there's no evidence of any self-harm. Now, Liam Payne's father, Jeff, he flew to Argentina after his son's death, and his body was released to him, and he's now flown back to the UK.
Cuba's government says it has begun restoring power a day after a nationwide blackout caused by a powerful hurricane. Rafael caused widespread flooding and damage to properties in the west of the country, and most of the 10 million inhabitants are still without power. It's Cuba's second blackout in a month. New research has found that increased private jet travel is driving up climate heating emissions. Carbon dioxide produced by private flights rose by almost half between 2019 and 2023. Scientists say emissions from private aviation peaked over the European summer and around major global events such as last year's UN climate summit. Colombia's government and ELN rebels say they'll resume peace talks later this month. Negotiations were suspended in September after the Marxists attacked a military base, killing three soldiers. The ELN reaffirmed its determination to reach an agreement and eventually lay down their arms. President Gustavo Petro came to power 2 years ago, promising to invite all armed groups. BBC News.